77 degrees in downtown Denver. Good evening, Colorado. Final hour of the program on this Monday, August 7th, 2023. Stephen Tubbs, Kelly Michaels, Lori Kelman in the newsroom. Final hour of the program, of course, Live and Local resumes after our national hosts. The Mark Levin Show follows us. And then back to Live and Local tomorrow morning, bright and early with George Brockler, 6 a. to 10 a. The couple of things that we have been talking about, almost at least a duel, if not the triad, things we've been talking about. So if you're just tuning in, thank you. A federal judge today has at least temporarily blocked the issue of limiting firearm sales in Colorado to anyone 21 and older. If you're just hearing that, and that's good news to you, if you're just hearing that, and I extend again the olive branch, let's have a civil conversation. If you think this is the worst thing ever, you were a complete supporter of Senate Bill 169 from this disastrous legislative session. That's where it was born. And I said last hour, and I'll double down again. This is one of those issues where I doubt. I mean, I don't want to challenge you, but I guess I I'm not going to beg you. But if you thought this was the greatest idea, and how dare a federal judge, you know, I mean, Second Amendment, who cares? Who cares? No one in Colorado should buy a firearm if they're under 21. And then it's like, as a side note, oh, but if your child wants to go into the military, that's just fine, because my kids don't. So if they want to play with guns, well, they can enter the military at 18. I hate that way of thinking. I think it's disgusting. But I have said since 405, basically, friend on the left, if you want to consider it an extension of an olive branch, tell me how this is just such a must-needed deal. Then you got to ask yourself, and I guess this would be the one caveat of you coming on, is I want to ask you the question, if you support this, that no one under 21 should buy a firearm in Colorado. A couple of questions. Do you actually think that's going to prevent anything? Do you think it's going to prevent the next Columbine? Do you think it's going to prevent the next Aurora Theater? Do you think it's going to prevent the next STEM? Do you think that this is going to prevent anything? No. And I would ask you, you must not really care about the Second Amendment much. Now, do you? Now, to those of you that do see this as kind of at least a victory in a timeout type way, or you feel like this is a victory because your rights shall not be infringed when it comes to the Second Amendment, I'd love to get your take as well. But this is yet another. It's just like, and we talked about this most certainly in our first hour together, and commercial break-free podcasts available every hour of every show we do. This takes me back to 2020. The knee-jerk, feel-good reaction legislation that this merry band of mostly idiots under the Golden Dome, what they try to pass because, well, we've got to do something. Senate Bill 217, for example, pops into mind. If you're a news talk junkie, I'm probably not telling you anything you haven't already thought about. That it neutered our law enforcement. Today, I think it's a mini timeout victory, at least. But you're not going to stop anything. Somebody just sent in this text, and it's great, because Golden, Colorado, beautiful little Golden, Colorado, has been on my mind, home of the Coors Brewery. You've been on my mind, and I have not yet actually talked about this, banning earlier this summer, I believe, and not too long ago, flavored tobacco. The city of Golden, you have banned flavored tobacco. Well, I'm sure in 50 years, when you can conduct a study, you can tout the fact that you saved so many people from developing, some sort of cancer in the mouth. Because, thank God, no one who would want flavored tobacco in Golden, for example, thank God they don't have a car. Thank God that they would have to get on their horse and buggy and drive all the way to that cow town known as Denver, or within the Denver city limits, before they were able to buy their flavored tobacco. And here's what spurred my little diatribe on that is this text to the studio, quote, same thing for smoking. I hate smoking, but if a kid 18 wants to smoke, it's up to them. I mean, do I say it? I guess I say it. Do a better job of being a parent. Make sure that you instill from when they're knee-high to a grasshopper all the way up until their 364th day of their 17th year, tell them tobacco is bad. Hell, in the families here in Colorado, there are probably families, I mean, come on, of course there are, that they're telling their children from since they were knee-high to a grasshopper that guns are bad. I'd love your take. Federal judge ruling today overturns, at least for now, the implementation of, as Lori has talked about in her newscast, more than 100 laws that went into effect today. I don't see, and I'm not a lawyer, I never pretend to be smarter than you if you have training in legal matters or you are an attorney, but I don't see how this doesn't go to the United States Supreme Court. And it just makes me sick that nobody, I guarantee, it's not like we trace you, but I know that there are friends on the left. I know you're listening and you hate my guts, but it's the best radio on right now at the moment. And you can't quit me because we are Colorado's most popular and entertaining afternoon and evening program. And I know for a fact that you cannot stand me saying that you feel that this is going to prevent anything. But then, okay, what is your reasoning? It's not going to stop the next mass shooting. If people want to kill, don't we all know this by now that people will go kill? And that's not even talking about that pesky Second Amendment. 303-696-1971. I got to say, I'm probably pretty hot under the collar with that. But speaking of heat, a couple of great texts, a couple of great calls. I don't get it. I want to read you a text that came in from, it sounds like, the husband of a wife who teaches in Douglas County. Douglas County schools started, I believe, today. Why are we starting school so damn early? Why are you letting the little brats out so damn early? Summer should end, Labor Day weekend. And one of the hooks or the pegs that I have been saying all program long is it's one thing if we're all just going to go, well, they need to get the prerequisite amount of study hours in and they've got to do this and we got to let them out in May and all of that. Well, that's just fine. But what makes me sick is, again, I know sure as the sun will rise tomorrow, within the next 3 to 4 weeks, you will have the sad piano music from local television stations doing stories on it's so hot in fill-in-the-blank school, in fill-in-the-blank district. If you all just would shut up, if you parents would stop being helicopter parents, and you know what? This is the price we pay. We wanted to be out May 10th, so we have, you know, all of the summer that we plan on. That's fine. But then don't be bitching about it to Kyle Snark and Narcan 9 and all of those when you know your school classroom has no air conditioning. Got a call from Jay in Castle Rock last hour talking about some of the remedies for some of these older schools, because think about how much an AC system that really wouldn't be used all that much, considering not the school year, but the calendar year, think how much that would be. We can't even pay teachers enough. They're not going to spend $2.2 million on, you know, retrofitting a high school for air conditioning. They're not going to do it. But you know that going in. And I don't buy the, well, we've got to have all of these hours. Stop taking so many half days to sharpen your pencils. And I don't care if I'm pissing you off as a teacher, because if you listened more than just today, you know, I think you all deserve more pay. I think administrators should take a pay cut. I think mill levies and bond measures should be passed, for example, in Douglas County, which, by the way, is a sidebar, they will actually introduce tomorrow night at the Douglas County Schools Board of Education meeting for this November's ballot. And if I were still a Douglas County voter, I would vote for them And I realize that some of you don't agree with that, and some of you say the last time you did that, you got hoodwinked because they gave all the money to administrative salaries, etc. But this text came in, quote, my wife teaches in Douglas County schools, and we love the school year. We take an extended vacation at Christmas time. We go visit family during fall break. It's just, it's really nice having a lot of vacation time, close quote. How do I say this and convince you that it's true? Mr. or Mrs. Texter, I'm assuming it's Mr. Texter. I love you. Thank you. You got a lot of listening options out there. You chose to not only listen, but hear what I was saying and listen and react, and you sent a text to the studio. Thank you. It is not lost on me how many steps that need to be kind of in sync to have that happen. So with that said, have we established I love you? Thank you. To that I say, well, it must be nice. I'm glad that you can take an extended vacation at Christmas. I'm glad you go see family during fall break. I'm glad you have a lot of, quote, quote, a lot of vacation time, close quote. But I just hope that your wife or anybody in Douglas County schools, because I don't think this text to the studio is just representative of one spouse of one faculty member or teacher. I bet you there's a lot of you out there that feel the same way. Well, then don't bitch when a TV station comes calling and wants to do the sad piano music. These classrooms are so hot. If they'd only started school just a little bit later. What are you thinking? Y'all do realize there's climate change and global warming. Come on. This is coming into what traditionally can be the hottest 60 days of the calendar year in Denver and Decay. That would be August and September. It's even hot in October. Yes, it can snow mid-September, but you get my drift. But it's just so stupid. And I guess part of it is I just remember as a kid, you know, enjoying that final month. It's August. It is what? It's summer break, right? Summer vacation. August, the entire month is summer. Why not go back and adjust your curriculum and adjust your testing days and weeks and months and sharpening your pencil workshops and all of that? Why don't you adjust it and have the kids come back for the first day of school in the primarily the vast majority of metro area districts? Why don't you make that the Tuesday after Labor Day and save us all of us the sad piano music television coverage? 303-696-1971. The other story today is, and I have been ripped to shreds by many people on social media the last, I don't know, 15, 16 hours or so, all because of my reaction to this.
Rapido, Bright puts it over the bar!
If you'd only just maybe not protested that one time, you could have practiced even more penalty kicks, Megan. Now, I've been called a misogynist, a woman hater, a hater, someone who doesn't support our country in rooting against. Look, I didn't have this on my DVR, or I didn't have it on my phone to be sure to tune in to whatever lowly rated television station had that game on. I didn't make a point of rooting against them, but when I did see that old blue hair, purple hair, social justice queen, when she missed it, yeah, I laughed. Whether it's Schadenfreude or Schadenfreude, I thought it was funny. And you think of this is someone who, and I couldn't care less, if they can make the case that they should be paid, the United States women's national team in soccer, if they can make the case and convince sponsors and convince the league or however it works that they should be paid commensurate to the men, I really couldn't care less. That's up to them, and you know, good on you if you can get as much. First of all, you can't win. The U.S. men are terrible. You all, I think you tied, didn't you tie Portugal? And you are you wonder why a lot of people around the country the world hate this country? They're laughing, signing autographs, thinking they are the cock of the walk. So when this happens,
Rapido, Bright puts it over the bar!
Oh, by the way, for some of you Megan Rapinoe defenders, did she laugh, chuckle, or was it just she was just so just, I can't believe the soccer gods were just against me on this one. I tried my best. I hope they still have my advance ready for my book. And a couple of you have brought up, do you believe in miracles? Yes. You want to talk about a time. I mean, I was a kid. Kelly, you were a kid. Chances are you listening were a kid. What a time. What a time to collectively get behind. Even if you never watched the Olympics, you never watched the Winter Olympics, you never watched hockey. What a time. What a time when the United States at Lake Placid, New York, beat the Soviet Union. And no, it was not the final game, by the way. 303-696-1971. Thanks to our friends at Cabinetry by Kales as we get ready for traffic and weather. The kitchen is truly the centerpiece of your home. At least it is in 99.99% of kitchens I've ever been in. So why not work with the kitchen and bath remodel experts? They're the best in the Denver metro area. It's Cabinetry by Kales. Let Cabinetry by Kales improve the appeal and function of your kitchen, and they can start with you, I mean, probably after business hours now, but first thing tomorrow morning. You know, upgrading a kitchen or bath is a great investment in your home's value, but it can also be a little intimidating. Cabinetry by Kales, they are true pros at taking you through the process from the design all the way through completion based on, of course, your tastes and budget. Start online, cabinetrybykales.com. That's Kales with a C, cabinetrybykales.com, or stop by their showroom in Parker. See some of their examples, whether it's countertops or backsplashes, some of the U.S.-built cabinetry that they have. Yeah, this stuff ain't from China or somewhere else around the country. If you around the world, if you want U.S. built stuff, they've got it at Cabinetry by Kales Kitchen and Bath. They'll also help you select the best countertops and the latest hardware to fit your budget and style. Again, start online, cabinetrybykales.com, or stop by their showroom in Parker just off of Dransfeld. They love meeting fellow 710 listeners. Cabinetrybykales.com. It's Cabinetry by Kales Kitchen and Bath. Personalized, functional, beautiful. Midway through the 6 o'clock hour, final 30 minutes of the program. Thank you so much for your time, for the phone calls, the texts, a couple of emails coming in, and interaction on social media on this Monday, the 7th of August. And we should be looking at basically summer for the kids at schools winds down just about a month from now. Is there any need to be out of school in the second week of May? I mean, y'all can adjust it. But the biggest thing for me, and I guarantee this, sometime some ridiculous Denver and Decay television station within the next 3 to 4 weeks will do the same old, they'll just dust off last year's script, which was dusted off from the year before and the year before and the year before, and we'll have the sad piano music stories when it comes to students, those little Jimmies, Janies, Johnnies, Sallies, they're just so hot. They're just so hot in these classrooms, and the administration has the audacity not to put air conditioning in. You call that air conditioning a window unit? That's not going to help anything. These kids deserve better. What about the teachers? They can't even think straight to instruct. Why don't you all not start school in the first full week of August or last week when literally a week ago today was Monday, July the 31st? Now, of course, all of this is moot if we don't see in the next 3 to 4 weeks the said sad piano music television reports. But I don't believe it. I think it'll definitely happen. The other top story today, which may dwarf any other in your mind today when it comes to Colorado news, but a federal judge has blocked the Colorado law that would have went into effect today, raising firearm purchasing ages to the age to 21. Judge ruled earlier today, granted the request of two young Colorado residents to block the Colorado law generally, and of course there's always the asterisks and the small print, but generally raising the age limit for purchasing firearms to 21 years old. I say again, final 30 minutes of the program, where you at? Friends on the left, where you at? How come you're not outraged by this? How come you're not outraged and have the cojones to call or text this has got to be a big blow, even though you'll probably feel that somehow, some way, you know, the right decision will be made. I don't know how this doesn't go to the U.S. Supreme Court. And also, I think one of the reasons why we haven't heard anything, not a peep from any of our foils on the left, especially the ones that really don't like me and really hate this radio station. Maybe it's hate me and hate the radio station, or maybe it's hate me and don't like the radio station. I think one of the reasons is you can't defend why, or you don't want to have it out in the public airwaves. You don't want to admit that you're actually just anti-gun and you just want the Second Amendment to be abolished anyway. Oh, you say that's not true. Well, what were you hoping to have happen with the new law that was born and spurred on by Senate Bill 169 earlier in the disastrous Colorado State legislative session? When the General Assembly is debating and it's a clown show, you'd have to have a lot of time on your hands, but go back, just plug in YouTube, Colorado Senate Bill Debate 169. And you are going to hear some of the most outlandish, outrageous excuses, or what they would tell you is logical thinking, for wanting this to go in this state, to have this law go to, 21 or older. It's a joke. It's an absolute joke. And I think one of the reasons why none of our friends on the left have the cojones to do it, it's not that they don't care. And frankly, it's not because they're not listening. They just can't defend the fact that I am going to point a finger and say, I don't believe you. I don't believe you. I think you want the Second Amendment banned. I think you want it to go away. I don't believe you that you're okay with a 21-year-old owning a firearm in Colorado or, frankly, anywhere else. But the other thing they can't defend, friends, they cannot defend the fact that they have zero proof whatsoever that raising a firearms purchasing age to 21 is going to make any bit of difference whatsoever. Well, statistics have shown that suicide rates in this country are in this state, it's horrible. I think Colorado, last I checked, was 10th. The 10th most suicides of all ages, 10th most suicides in these United States, Colorado. Is that what you're hanging it on? We need to save lives? Second Amendment be damned. I just don't think you can argue it. You certainly cannot argue that had this gone into effect today, and it may go into effect 3 months from now, who knows? But today, you would have felt safer. That's ludicrous. You would have actually felt, your head would have hit the Mr. Pillow, My Pillow tonight, and you would have felt safer. Thank God that law is now on the books and it's official. You're kidding yourself. But sadly, no apparent friend on the left has any guts to even text the studio anonymously, which says a lot to me. Let's get to Dwayne in Divide. Brother, good evening to you and thank you.
Good evening, sir. You know, if you ever get passionate about an idea, I look forward to it.
You know, I try.
Okay, the aspect of Scalia's response back, 17 years, will sit there and crush this law. There will be absolutely no change in any of the situations you just predetermined.
Right.
If somebody wants to commit suicide, there are pills, razor blades, seeing a redhead with stepkids. Yeah. I mean, you know, there's options out there for people. And, you know, hopefully nobody does it, but I mean, stress is a terrible thing. But raising the age won't make any difference. Putting 1,000%, excise tax on weapons right. will not stop it. I mean, there's 300 million weapons, a couple of thousand trillion rounds of ammunition. It's not us. It's everybody else who wants to sit there and be foolish and or, you know, not thinking clearly. And whether we have mental health issues, stress, suicidal thoughts. We need to work on that. It's not the weapons. It's the other issues that are causing people to cause pain.
I couldn't agree with you more. And, you know, I think the difference between someone like you and someone like me and probably a hell of a lot of people listening, the difference between all of us and the difference between some of those like a Tom Sullivan and you know, rest in peace, his son Alec. But the way that they argued this on the floor of the House and Senate, the way that they took to social media, the way they did their photo op when Polis earlier this late spring signed this Senate Bill 169 into law, thus enacting that on Monday, August 7th, 2023, you shall not be able to buy a firearm if you're under 21 in Colorado. They will tell you that all the time. They cannot tell you that it'll save a life, and they just can't. And it's the same old thing to me of the, yeah, but we've got to do something. And it just it doesn't fly with me anymore. I don't think it ever really did, but it's especially in my mind, it doesn't fly in, you know, the first full week of August when this bill was supposed to and law was supposed to go into effect.
Well, Phil Weiser has to go out and be embarrassed on a national stage. I think that's going to happen. That's all we can really hope for.
I mean, there, you know, I don't know. I don't know if that's going to happen. I mean, somehow, some way, these people, you know, the Phil Weisers, the Jenna I Tweet a Lot Griswold, and all of the rest of that incredibly sickening bunch, you know, for the most part, I can complain about them. You can call and complain. People can send texts. I can go on rants for hours on end during a week of live radio. It's like they're Teflon. Nothing happens. I mean, in the end, they'll be reelected or they'll be voted up into a bigger position, et cetera. It's one of the reasons why I say Denver is a lost cause. I hope the state is not.
I agree with you there. But however, I think the SCOTUS is going to squash this like a bug.
I think so.
As it well should.
I
think, you know, I see the tide slightly turning. Denver, I wish you the best. But, you know, as we like to say, keep California out of Colorado. And those of us up here in the mountains are very happy to sit here and stay here.
Yep. Good call. So. Dwayne, thank you, brother. I appreciate it as always from the great town of Divide. You know, I'm just looking, and this goes back to a couple of our hours last week together, just in case, you know. First of all, I think for the metro area, and it's not just literally people from California moving here. It's that attitude, right? Like, this is kind of like California. This is, I think, and I'm not trying to put words in Dwayne's mouth, but I think that's kind of what he's meaning. But I think it's already a lost cause for much of the I-25 corridor, if not at minimum Denver and Decay. It's too late. It's going to be generations before, if you are a true conservative, that you would say, Denver, I love everything about her. But to Dwayne's point, the rest of the state, no, we don't have to. We don't have to just go and just go, oh, that's just crazy, Denver. Because you know what? I'd be lying to you if I didn't say that I've had more than six over my tenure of parts of four decades in this state. I've had many Republicans. I've had many Democrats tell me, as Denver goes, so goes the state. And you know what? There are parts of it that I cannot. I mean, I'd stand by that today, even if I said that 7 years ago. Couple of other just housekeeping items, and we'll get to news and wrap this thing up. Coming up in our final segment, the Colorado Sun on Saturday afternoon tweeted out the following with this headline, quote, "The homeless population in the Denver metro area grew 31.7% in 1 year, and the number of people who became homeless for the first time saw a 51.7% increase." And then the one other headline, "Deaths of people who are homeless in Denver surge 50% since last year." So I will say that I was a complete smartass via the Denver and Decay Twitter handle, which if you are on Twitter or if you prefer to call it X, it's always going to be Twitter to me, just like Mile High Stadium and Pepsi Center. However, you can follow us at Decay Denver on social media. I did tweet out, and apparently this is one where I did get a lot of love. But after that headline, I retweeted what the Colorado Sun had put out Saturday afternoon, and I kind of reposted with this comment. "The funniest part of this is the feigned, in quotes, shock from not only the Denver and Decay media, but the idiot politicians who created or enabled this crisis. Hashtag color us shocked." 35 retweets, nearly 80 likes. And for our little at Decay Denver, that's pretty good. But I've told you, it's the same type of reporting that earlier this year, headlines in whether it was, and I don't want to, I'll be an equal opportunity offender because I can't remember what specific idiot outlet tweeted this, but whether it was the Denver Gazette or Narcan 9 or the Denver Post or any of the others out there, They're the ones that just not even 4 freaking months ago, I don't even know if it was 3 months ago, they tweeted out a headline, fentanyl deaths in 2022 in the Denver metro area level off. I've said this more than one time in just the last couple of weeks even, that is just shoddy, irresponsible reporting. And as we go to the break, I ask you this. Do you think when we talk in a year from now or sometime when the numbers for 2023, the fentanyl deaths in the city and county of Denver from the medical examiner's office, et cetera, when all is said and done, do you think whether that's March, April, May, June, July, August, whenever it is next year, do you think that we're going to see a headline that says fentanyl deaths have leveled off in Denver or fentanyl deaths have reduced in Denver? Or do you think you'll see fentanyl deaths see another alarming rise? If I were you, and I don't want to tell you what to say, how to think, I'd go with the latter. But again, this just from the Colorado Sun, Saturday afternoon. Oh, did you know that the homeless population grew 31.7% in 1 year? First of all, this is like two-week-old news, at least a week-old news. But then it's just this feigning of, can you believe it? Yeah, welcome to reality, you putzes, idiots. We'll wrap up the show next. I don't know. Oh, there is one. There's one. It does pay to follow us on Facebook and Twitter if you're there. Not So Nice has a new mugshot. Robin, not so nice. She had a photo shoot like her mama did a couple of weeks ago. There's a brand new mugshot. Check it out right now. Facebook and Twitter, both at Tubbs Show. We will wrap things up coming up next. Yes? Naughty but nice? The allegations are, Kelly, she's definitely been naughty, like many times over. Yeah, so check that out. Nice face. Hey, we're back to wrap it up next. Final few minutes of the program. Kelly, we made it. Well, kind of. About 10 minutes left in the program. We've got a Friday Homestretch film review film assignment going into a genre of films that, to me, all you kids, all you parents can deal with the fact that you have to go back to school. All you parents and teachers and educators and administrators, you can meet and discuss the heat. Some of you very secretly could say, why are we going back to school in the first week or two of the month of August? Isn't this still summer? I don't think I've convinced anyone that you should go back to old school ways and the way it used to be, at least when I grew up. Your summer came to an end. Labor Day weekend. Go to the tote board. Jerry Lewis. And then you had Monday off to recuperate. But go school, back to school shopping. Nope, not anymore. Not anymore. I think I got to do it one more time. I received so much hate. It almost was surprising. Yet I almost certainly want to leave you with the fact that I feel that it's pretty funny. The hate over a missed penalty kick.
Rapido. Right puts it over.
Sucks for you. How come you laughed? How come you chuckled, Megan? Were you thinking now that maybe you could have actually kept that one appointment to dye your hair again, but you canceled it because you were so sure that you were going to be playing in a World Cup final later on this summer? I was called a misogynist, a hater of women, a hater of this country. How could I root against? And I'll double or triple down again. I wasn't rooting against these idiots. I wasn't watching. But when I saw the, 2 or 3 hours after in the social media frenzy, oh, Megan, how? I mean, I watched that highlight 4 or 5 times, and every single time I went like this. And that was not welcomed. That was not welcomed on social media. Well, I appreciate all the texts today, too. I was just going over a couple of them. When it comes to this federal judge who has at least temporarily blocked or allowing this kind of cool-off period or what have you, the law that was supposed to go into effect earlier today when it comes to 21 and older would have been the age limit to purchase a firearm. It's not surprising. It's really not even disappointing. But it's not surprising that none of our normal foils to this program, the haters, if you will, it's not surprising that they didn't text. It's not surprising that they didn't call. It's not surprising that some of them reached out via social media because, you know, that's how it's done these days. Social media warriors. But to any of those friends on the left, I mean, there's really no time to call now. But tomorrow, God willing, I'll be here just after 4. We can take your calls and you can have your entire almost, what would that be, like 21 hours. 21 hours ahead to come up with your salient points as to how you really are a supporter of the Second Amendment, but we just got to have those couple of different parameters. None of you clearly have been able to text or call or email or anything else that this would save lives. It's such a disappointment because this judge, doesn't he know that the blood's going to be on his hand? No. Or hands? You can't say that because you have no idea if this would make a bit of difference at all. And you also, many of our friends on the left, isn't it true, friends, that they don't care about whether or not there's that pesky Second Amendment? I've said many times over the years on this program, and I don't even know at this point if I could actually break it down and say, well, here's what I really mean. But when it comes to issues like gun control, I've always thought that in order to have some sort of what would they call it? Comprehensive gun reform. And it's the same when they say comprehensive border legislation. I mean, that's just like, that's just tossing out just stupid words. But I will say comprehensive gun reform, if it's possible, it's only going to be possible if you, as a Second Amendment supporter, and you may not want to do this, that's why I don't think there'll ever be reform. You will have to take it in the shorts. You will have to lose something that's precious to you. And don't give me the, well, that's not what the Second Amendment. I'm just saying, in my opinion, if you want anything to change, both sides will have to take it in the shorts. And that's nowhere close to happening. I mean, we are a nation divided in so many ways, especially on this issue, that you won't have to worry about taking it in the shorts because it won't happen. And to our friends on the left that have not liked this program whatsoever, but you couldn't quit me. Well, I'll play this self-deprecating soundbite.
Oh, why don't you go shove it, boy? Why don't you shove it?
There you go. Time for the film assignment of the week. It's crazy lefty liberal Hollywood. It is time for our Friday Homestretch film review, film assignment of the week. Something just tells me to go with a popcorn movie as we are wrapping up. Well, if you start school tomorrow, I'm sorry. Blame your teacher, educator. Blame your parents. I doubt you're listening anyway. I don't know how many children or those of high school age even that listen to this program, but God bless you if you do. Drum roll, please. Starring George Kennedy. Robert Wagner, who I've had the opportunity. He's still alive. I've had the opportunity, many of you think that he killed Natalie Wood. You can have your opinions, that's fine. And a couple of other big names from 1979, it is, Kelly, Airport 79. Clips, trivia, and more coming up this Friday evening. Released almost exactly right around this time, August 17th, 1979. A budget of $14 million back in 78 when they were... That's a lot of money in $78. The official title of this film is The Concorde... Airport 79. You ever see that movie? It's one of...
Man, I don't know. I can't distinguish the airport movies, you know, one from any...
Well, one was with Chuck Heston. I remember that. One was with Don Lemon. That would be Jack Lemmon. Kelly, if the wheels had to fall off, at least they're falling off in the last 2 minutes of the program. Well, see, there was Airport, the regular Airport, from 1970. There was Airport 75 that came out in 1974. There was Airport 77, which we have reviewed before a few years ago. That's the one. Airport 77 is one where it's underwater.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Remember that one? And then this one, the Concorde. Long live the Concorde. I'm not an aviation geek. I love aviation, especially our B-29s, B-17s that are still around. But the Concorde.
The supersonic boom, you got to love that, man.
Did you ever at any stage in your life even just walk on, like, even a now defunct Concorde?
No, I have not.
That nose? And then remember, there was a horrible, I mean, this is really happy talk to end with, but remember, one of the last, you know, right around that genre of the Concorde being the plane, there was a horrible crash, the Air France Concorde, and you've seen video of that, trust me.
Yep.
So, Clips Trivia, more coming up this Friday evening, God willing, just about 6:45, you got the whole week to watch the Concorde Airport 79. Thank you for the texts. Thank you for the phone calls. Thank you for participating. On this Purple Heart Day, thank you most of all. If you're a Purple Heart recipient, we appreciate, salute, and will be forever in your debt, your sacrifice to our great country. Oh, and not so nice, Robin, not so nice, Nicita, check out. She came back to Colorado, escorted from New Mexico by sheriff's deputies. She bonded out, but a nice picture. Have a great evening.